spice it up for you here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. So we're going to talk about heading to the beach. Well, not exactly the beach, but something similar to a beach, as we have our next guest, Amy Johnson, who's the president of the Dane By Local Board and owner of Townsend Associates and team member over there and some great publications locally. But she's also one of the people helping to bring you and wants to tell you about Picnic by the Lake, which starts tomorrow. Amy, thanks for taking time to talk to us about Picnic by the Lake and other things.
Of the Dane By Local Board and owner of Townsend Associates and team member over there.
Hello, Amy.
Locally. But she's also one of the people helping to bring
Hang on, we got to give Amy a quick correction here. We'll be back in just a second. More technical stuff on Devil Radio. Be back in a second. Down in the islands, down in the islands.
Could anybody hear? Pass me the rum, and we can find somebody who can play the steel drums. And if you like this beat, then everybody dance with me. We got the ladies to the left, fellas to the right, and everybody's faded at the tiki bar tonight. And we are gonna dance to the rhythm of the waves while we drink Bacardi by the bonfire flames. If you really wanna know where you can find me, I'll be unwinding down in the islands, down in the islands. You should lose track of your timing. Grab a drink beside me. Down in the islands, down in the islands. You don't need no invitation, no. Whoa. If you're
All right, we changed gears, shifted gears, changed devices, and now we have Amy Johnson talking with us about Picnic by the Lake. Amy, thanks for being on. Let's get local today.
Well, thanks for having me, Jason.
All right, Amy, tell people, I just set the tone with the music here. Tell people how they can get that feel tomorrow night at the Eastside Club.
Yes, starting tomorrow night at the Eastside Club, as you mentioned, a new event will be occurring. It will be occurring on Sunday night, starting tomorrow night through September 5th, and it's called Picnic by the Lake. And what it will be is the Eastside Club will have live music each week and their famous tiki bar. And we have helped coordinate also some local food vendors from some of your favorite restaurants, and they will be there each week as well. So it'll be a great evening, and as it's says Picnic by the Lake, it's over by Lake Monona in Monona, and so it will be a great evening. Some good weather. We have no rain coming ever, so I think you'll have a nice evening every week. Farmers aren't happy, but the people who go to Picnic by the Lake will be very happy.
Try to spin the positives on that stuff, right? I mean, that's all we can do.
That's
at this.
Right.
We can't control the weather. We just do the best we can with it. So, Amy, yeah, there's going to be live music each week, right? So the first show coming up is Kelsey Miles on Sunday. And you have some food vendors specifically. Are those going to be the same every week? Are those rotating week to week? How's that working?
It will be rotating. So this week it's Ember Foods. And Ember Foods, you can find their food sometimes at Willie Street Markets. And then also they will be eventually at the public market. And then we have Teddy Wedgers, who everybody will recognize from downtown right at the top of State Street. And they will be there this week. So some weeks Teddy Wedgers and Embers will be back, and other weeks we'll have some different food participants. But it'll be really good food every week.
So according to the flyer, bring your blanket and your appetite for a unique experience each Sunday. No carry-ins, though, or food or beverages allowed. All that is right there for you to purchase. It's a free event to come, right, and enjoy the music and all that. And then based on the money you spend is just what you want to purchase at the event, right?
Correct. You'll be able to purchase the food. Like I said, the tiki bar is there. You can set up, you can go near the band and you can dance, or you could set up closer to the water. It's a big grassy area. It's really pretty over there. So anybody who's been there will be able to vouch for that. But It's a new thing. The new thing this year, it has been occurring, but the new thing this year is including the local restaurants in this.
So, Amy, I know you and Dame by Local, of course, have been so instrumental in trying to do that. It helps support the restaurants through the pandemic. How do we help boost them up as we come out of that and move forward? You also were behind or one of the people behind Soups On, and that was a big initiative, too. So that is was a successful event. Colin and I talked about it weekly on this show for a while over the wintertime. And you're anticipating bringing that back too, right? Because it worked out really well. It benefited the restaurants and people liked it.
Right. So actually Picnic by the Lake is really being brought to you by the same people who brought you Soups On. The main sponsors for Picnic by the Lake are Dame by Local, Madison Essentials, and Bunkies. And we were all participating in putting together Soups On. And Soups On occurred last year, started in November of 2020 and ran through April 2021, and it's going to start again in November of 2021, and we think we'll go through April again. It takes place at the beginning over at Feed Kitchens on Madison's North Side, and we think that we'll be moving again come spring when Feed Kitchens gets busier, that we'll go back over to Badger Prairie Needs Network in Verona. So it was really successful. Much more successful than we even anticipated, and we anticipated a success, and it was much bigger. And so we're hoping Picnic by the Lake will carry that on, because we know that a lot of people asked us about doing something through the summer, and we didn't anticipate it until this opportunity arose. So we were really grateful to the Eastside Club for being willing to work with us and help support the restaurants again, too.
Such a great surprise to have some of those events work out even better than you thought, right? And be more popular than you expected they would be. But you're right about the Eastside Club, and especially that back location right on the lake is just beautiful. We have, you know, people have held events there as well and shown up by boat. So if you want a boat over, there is a place to dock and a place to get off your boat. I mean, you can get there by land, air, or sea in this case, right? To head over to Picnic by the Lake if you want to. Amy, well, you do a number of other things. I mentioned Townsend Associates. You also have some great publications where you do features on Dane by Local members, on other people in the community who do some incredible things. And you have another one out right now that features an incredible local farmer in Julie Wolfgram. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's Roots in the Ground is Julie Wolfgram, and you need to pick it up. I'm not going to give it away. You can read it online, or you can pick it up. Madison Essential is free at a lot of locations. If you go to our website, madisonessentials.com, you can find over 200 locations that you can pick it up. But Julie is one unique community member. We've been trying to feature one in every issue. We talked to you at one point, Jason, as well. And we just like pointing out to some of these people, some of the people in our community who are doing these extra things and something a little bit different that actually really contributes to our community that people just don't know is, you know, taking place. And that's really what Madison Essentials is about, too, is so you mentioned Townsend Associates is a publishing company, and we publish Madison Essentials, Home Elements and Concepts, two Journey of Aging publications, one in South Central Wisconsin, one in Northeast Wisconsin, and we also publish a tourist publication, Green Lake Magazine. But in Madison Essentials, it's really all about community. We're always trying to tell the stories of businesses and people and things occurring, because it is all about community, and that's really why we started it, too.
I love that publication. Actually, I love all your publications, and they're all available online and available for people to pick up at locations, like you said. One thing, though, I will really commend you on, the Journey of Aging publication is such a great resource. And as people kind of in my age bracket, whose parents are aging, and my spouse too, and you know, people like us, it's such a good resource for people to say, okay, my parents are aging. They need help with something like this. Where can I find out more about it? Those publications are wonderful for that.
Thank you. Yeah. It's really huge right now because baby boomers are all, you know, about 7 years old. I have, three siblings who are at that age. And yes, we're all planning, you know, what to do, but also it's a lifestyle magazine, right? So we try to really promote, you know, healthy, vibrant, you know, lifestyles for people who might be a little bit older. Because I know that my siblings, as an example, you would never believe they were 70 years old. You would think they're in their 50s. I mean, it's that's just the way it is right now. You know, 70 right now is not what 70 was 20 years ago. And so we do try to focus on active lifestyles. And then also it is a resource guide for those planning issues that you need to figure out, because that's really hard to do.
Such a great resource. Amy, thanks for everything you do as a Dame by Local president from Townsend Associates, Madison Essentials, Journey of Aging, and Home Elements and Concepts. Have a great Saturday, Amy. Thanks for telling us all about Picnic by the Lake. Go tomorrow night, Eastside Club. Check it out at DameByLocal.com.
Thanks, Jason.
That's it for Let's Get Local this week. We'll have another live update from Kirk and Crudy in just a little bit. Lose track of your timing. Grab a drink beside.